It's a joy to speak with you folks.
每次来正道我都很开心。
Today is the first day that we're doing a long, range translation.
今天我们第一天是用远程翻译的形式给大家正道。
So Jude, can you tell us where you are right now and what the weather is like?
I'm in North Carolina. The weather is pretty good. 我在北卡这边天气还不错。
Very good. Well, thank you for translating today.
No problem.
Ludwig von Beethoven, there we go, is honored as one of the greatest composers of all time.
路德维希·凡·贝多芬，他是我们这个世界上最伟大的音乐家之一。
But few people realize that when he was 27 years old, he started to encounter what we're calling a Red Sea situation.
但是很少有人知道，他27岁的时候就开始经历一个我们今天所讲的这种红海困境。
At 27, he started to lose his hearing.
他27岁开始，他的听力就开始逐渐的失去了。
And over the next 20 years of his life,He lost the hearing in both of his ears.
在下面二十年的时间里面，他双耳逐渐完全失聪。
Can you imagine how difficult it is to be a musician and not be able to hear?
你能不能想象一下，做一个音乐家，听不见声音是什么样的情况？
And yet, when he encountered this period of silence in his ears, that is actually when he wrote some of his greatest music.
然而当他耳朵听不见的时候，正是他写出最辉煌的乐章的时候。
During his years of deafness, he wrote 7 of his 9 symphonies.
他耳聋了以后，他写出了他的九个交响乐中的七个。
And in a letter to his brother Carl on October 6th, 1802, he said this, Patience, that must be my guide. I am determined to endure.
他在1802年写给他兄弟的一封信里面说，耐心忍耐就是我的向导，因为我定义要承受这苦难。
It would have been very easy for Beethoven to quit and say, I'm going to just be a victim, I can't write anymore.
所以贝多芬就是放弃这些是太容易的事情了，他很容易的就说，哎呀，我病了，我不能再做下去了。
But Beethoven said this, I will endure.
但是贝多芬说，我要忍耐。
And many musicians consider his ninth symphony his greatest work that he ever produced.
世人都认为他的第九号交响曲是他写的最伟大的一首。
And the final song in that symphony is Ode to Joy.
这个第九交响乐的最后一章就是欢乐颂。
And it is a celebration of joy.
欢乐颂是来歌颂欢乐的。
It is the joy of friendship and also the joy of having a relationship with the living God.
不仅仅是人类友谊的欢乐，更是人和神的关系的欢乐。
Beethoven did not allow his Red Sea situation to cause him to become a victim.
贝多芬没有让自己的红海困境使得他成为一个受害者。
Even though faced with a tremendous handicap,
即使他面临的是非常严重的这个残疾，
he placed his hope and his confidence in the living God.
他把他的希望他的信念全都放在又真又活的神身上。
I'm going to be prophetic for a moment here and predict that every one of us is either going through a Red Sea situation or we will go through one shortly.
我今天在这当一个先知，我要预言说，在座的每一位，你不是现在就经历红海困境，就是以后将要经历红海困境。
Red Sea situation is when you are between the sword of the Egyptians and the Red Sea in front of you, and you have no hope for the future.
红海困境就是当你前面面对红海，后有追兵的时候，你觉得无路可走的时候。
And when you're in that position, that is when you need to practice these 10 principles that I'm unfolding to you.
当你经历这个困境的时候，你就要去实践我曾经讲过将要讲的这十个红海规则。
So these Red Sea situations are not just something that happened to the Israelites thousands of years ago. They are actually practical principles for us to use every day.
红海困境的规则不仅仅适用于几千年前的以色列人，更适用于我们今天的生活。
Rule number six.
红海规则第六。
When unsure, just take the next logical step by faith.
当不确定的时候，就凭信心采取符合逻辑的下一步。
Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on."
出埃及记，耶和华对摩西说，你为什么向我哀求呢？你吩咐以色列人往前走。
So we could picture the whole nation whining and complaining, "Oh, this is terrible! I can't believe this is happening to us."
我们想象一下，当时的以色列人在红海边哭爹叫娘，他们觉得这事情真的是太糟糕了。
And that nation did not have any way to look across the Red Sea and see that that was their hope.
他们看面对红海，他们不知道怎么才能过去，没有任何的希望。
So there they were whining and complaining and acting like victims.
所以他们就在那边大哭大叫，非常的沮丧啊，非常的像一群失败的受害者。
You will never become victorious if you act like a victim.
如果你一直认为自己是受害者，并且扮演受害者的角色，你永远也不能取得胜利。
So the Lord comes up with rule number six.
所以神给我们第六个规则。
It's a very simple plan.
是个非常简单的计划。
Stop whining and move forward.
不要哀求了，往前走。
Take the next step.
采取下一步行动。
Actually, in one commentary by a man named McIntosh, he says that he believed that the nation of Israel crossed that Red Sea a step at a time.
有一个神学家曾经说，他相信以色列人过红海是一步一步的走过去的。
And every time they took that step forward, the waters would part more.
他每迈一步，前面的水就分开一些。
Jude's going to read some verses, and I want you to look for a common theme in these verses.
我们读一些经文，请你寻找这些经文里面的共同点。You want me to read the Chinese?
Did you read all the verses on the?
No, you want me to read all of them in Chinese?
Yes.
Okay. 每日云柱带领他们前行，尼希米记。每日耶和华向我施慈爱，诗篇。你的力量每日更新，像清晨的甘露，诗篇。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，路加福音。神每日担负重担，施行拯救，诗篇。所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天，哥林多后书。
What is the obvious theme from all of those verses?
这些经节他们有什么共同点？
The Christian life is one day by day.
基督徒的生活就是一天一天的过。
It's actually one moment by moment.
每一个时刻，一个时刻一个时刻的过。
It's actually one step by step.
一步一步的走。
Many times we haveA strategy. And we pray like this.
很多时候我们的战略是这样的祷告。
God, change people's minds.
神啊，你来改变人心。
God, change people's attitudes.
神啊，你来改变人的态度。
God, get me out of pain.
神啊，你让我不再痛苦。
Take away all the negatives.
请你把所有负面的东西拿走。
Remove the consequences that I'm experiencing.
请你取消我所做的一切后果。
And Lord, I want you to give me a 20-year plan for my life.
主啊，你请你给我一个20年的计划。
And when we say, "Oh, I like that. I think I'll sign up for that."
我们看到这样都会说，哎，我喜欢这样，在哪里签字？
But that's not how God works.
但是这不是神工作的方式。
God's plan is very simple.
神的计划非常的简单。
I'm going to give you enough information at 2:15 this afternoon for the next 10 minutes.
今天下午1点15分，我要给你一个非常具体的计划，你在下面就可以实行。
I'm not going to give you a 10-day plan. I'm not going to give you a 10-month plan. I'm not going to give you a 10-year plan.
我不会给你一个十天的计划，不会给你一个10周的计划，更不会给你一个10个月的计划，10年的计划。
I'm going to tell you where you should take your next step.
我只会告诉你下一步该怎么走。
Old Osler said this, our main business is not to see what lies dimly in the distance, but to do what lies clearly at hand.
威廉奥斯勒爵士曾经说，我们不是要看到远处模糊的景象，而是要做眼前清晰的事情。
Following God is not a matter of having 10 years in front of us, it's having the next step in front of us.
跟随主不是让我们能够知道以下10年的事情，而是一步一步跟随。
So let's play a little game here.
所以我们来做一个小游戏。
This is called the worst case scenarios.
这个游戏叫做最坏的处境。
You are a musician and you're losing your hearing. What is your next step?
如果你是一个音乐家，丧失了听力，你下一步要采取什么行动呢？
You're able to talk to Beethoven, and he says, "What should I do? I can't hear anymore."
如果你问贝多芬，贝多芬会怎么样呢？
What would you tell Beethoven?
你会怎么跟他讲呢？
Write the next note.
写下一个音符。
You have a difficult job. You don't like your job.
你的工作很艰苦，你一点都不喜欢。
What's your next step?
那你下面要采取什么行动呢？
Go into your office and work for God.
你上班去为神工作。
You have a prodigal son that's not following the ways of Jesus.
你家孩子特别的叛逆。
What's your next step?
你下面该怎么做呢？
Love them and reach out to them.
爱他，并且向他传福音。
You have health issues and your health is not good. What's your next step?
你健康出了问题，你下面该怎么做呢？
Every day that God gives you, get up and say, "Thank you, Lord, for the health that you have given me."
每天醒来，向神祷告，感谢神赐给你现有的健康。
You're disconnected from your spouse and you don't know what to do.
你跟你的配偶不和，不知道怎么做。
What's your next step?
下面怎么办呢？
Reach out, love them, forgive them, and start building your marriage.
爱他，寻求和解，一起来重建婚姻。
You have an enemy who is attacking your character. What's your next step?
你遭受了人身攻击，下面该怎么做呢？
Forgive your brother or sister and try to make peace with them.
原谅你的弟兄姐妹，和他们和解。
No matter what your situation today,
不
you need to take a step forward.
不论你今天所处的境况如何，你必须要采取下一步行动。
That's rule number six.
那是我们的红海规则第六。
Rule number seven is envision God's enveloping presence.
红海规则七就是我们要想象神的全方位环绕的同在。
Jude, could you read verses 19 and 20?
Yes. 在以色列营前行走，神的使者转到他们后边去，云柱也从他们前边转到他们后边立住。在埃及营和以色列营中间有云柱，一边黑暗，一边发光，昼夜两下不得相近。
One cannot read the Bible without seeing that there is a God who acts in time and history and space in that Bible.
读过圣经的人都知道，我们的神是能操控时空的神。
But it seems that Christians today have forgotten that our God is a God of action and presence in our lives.
但是今天的基督徒往往忘记了，神是要采取行动的神，他是与我们同在的神。
We need to strengthen our faith and realize that wherever we are, God is by our side.
我们一定要坚定自己的信心，并且一定要记住，不论我们在哪里，神都在我们身边。
As I shared with the kids, when you're in that dark, scary spot, you need to realize that Jesus is your light.
就像刚才跟孩子们讲的，当你觉得自己一个人在令人害怕的黑暗当中的时候，你要记住，耶稣就在你旁边。
We need to live with this reality that wherever we are, wherever we go, Jesus is by our side.
我们一定要认识到这是一个真实，无论我们去哪里，做什么。耶稣在我们的旁边。
We see in this account here the versatility of God's presence.
我们从这段经文读到神的大能是多么的全能，他的同在是多么的全能。
He's leading the nation. He's in front of them as their GPS showing them where to go.
他带领这一队这些以色列众民，他就像卫星导航一样，带着他们去该去的地方。
But now their enemy is behind them, so he transfers his presence to behind them to protect them.
但是他们后面有追兵，所以神的同在也在他们的后面来保护他们。
And there's a personality in that pillar. It's called the angel of the Lord, the angel of God.
而且在云柱当中有一个人，他被称作神的使者。
And that is the Old Testament way of saying.This is Jesus before Bethlehem.
这就是旧约中告诉我们说，这就是耶稣，他在伯利恒出生以前就是这个样子。
Now there is some sort of mystery here. We don't know if Jesus was in the pillar or Jesus was the pillar.
但是我们不太清楚，耶稣他是在这个云柱里面，还是他在云柱的旁边。
It seems that he was different from it, but yet I'm not exactly sure how to explain that.
通过经文可以觉得，这个神的使者的同在和这个云柱是两个不同的东西，但是很难解释。
What is significant is that to the enemies of Israel, he created darkness, and to Israel, he created light.
需要注意的是。他给以色列的敌人制造的是黑暗，他给以色列人制造的是白昼。
The impact of it is that when we have Jesus in our lives, he creates a light for us that guides us on our way.
结果就是当我们与主耶稣基督同在的时候，在他的同在里面，我们有光与我们照亮我们前面的路。
And if Jesus is not in our light,There seems to be a darkness that comes about us from his absence.
在我们生命中没有主耶稣的时候，就是那无尽的黑暗。
I'm encouraging four action steps for us to take concerning the presence of Christ in our life.
所以，当我们怎么样来实践呢？我们有四个步骤。
The first is to affirm and remind ourselves frequently.That Jesus is walking with us.
第一步就是要不断的肯定，让我们知道耶稣和我们同在。
Let me just confess my own weakness in this area.
我自己来承认一下我的软弱。
I can start my day off with a long quiet time, and I can pray and ask God to be part of my day.
我可以做到的是每天早上起来有很长时间的灵修祷告，求神和我在一起。
And then all of a sudden I'll realize I haven't spoken or thought of the Lord for the last 6 hours.
然后我会突然意识到，哎呀，在刚才六个小时里面，我都没有想过神，也没有祷告过。
That's my normal way of going through life. Close to him, far from him. Close to him, far from him.
这就是我生命中的一个状态， 有的时候跟他很近，但是又远离，然后又很近，又远离。
So we all need to come up with some strategy on how to constantly remind ourselves that we're not alone during our day.
所以我们需要有一个战略，时刻提醒自己说，我们不是一个人，我们是和主在一起。
A way of doing this is visualizing.
那这怎么这样，这样怎么做呢？就是你要具象化。
You know, when the Jewish people celebrate Passover, they have an empty chair at the end of the table.
你知道，当以色列人他们庆祝逾越节的时候，他们会有一把空的椅子放在前面。
It's called the chair of Elijah.
那叫做以利亚的椅子。
And that is a way for them to remind themselves that this prophet, according to their thoughts, which is not true, is with them.
那这是根据他们的信仰。来提醒他们自己，以利亚就在那儿。虽然他们这个信仰并不是对的。
But you need to come up with some strategy to visualize Jesus's presence with you at every moment of the day.
但是你确实需要给自己想一个法子来具象化，让你知道时时刻刻主都跟你在一起。
And this is, leads me to the third action step of access.
那第三步就是亲近。
Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you.
经文里面说，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
And what I do is I draw near to God by asking His help constantly during the day.
我怎么亲近神呢？我一天当中就不断地求神的帮助。
This was very easy early on when we moved to Trumbull.
当我们搬家去那个城市的时候，我们就经常这样做。
Because I cut down 25 trees with a chainsaw.
因为我要自己亲手砍掉25棵树，用一个电锯。
And I never used the chainsaw before.
我从来没用过电锯。
So every time I'd start that chainsaw, I'd say, "Oh Lord, please help your servant."
所以每当我打开电锯的时候，我就心里祷告说：“神啊，帮帮你的仆人吧。”
But now I've developed this habit of any time that I'm doing a project.I ask for his help.
所以从此以后，我就养成了一个习惯，每当我做一件事的时候，我就要祷告求神的帮助。
Whether it's a simple project or a complex one, I say, Lord, would you help me in this project?
不论是简单的工作还是复杂的工作，我都要祷告说，主啊，求你帮助我。
And I encourage you to do that tomorrow or do it today.
所以我也鼓励各位，今天开始就这样做。
Whatever you do, ask God to be present with you during that project.
无论你手上做什么，你都祷告求神与你一起做这件事情。
And then the fourth would be to reflect His presence in your demeanor.
那第四件事就是在你的言行举止要来反映他的同在。
Have faith, believe that He's keeping His promise and He's by your side.
你一定要有信心，你一定要坚信他就在你的旁边。
Believe the truth that he promised he would never leave us or forsake us.
你要相信这是一个事实，他承诺过，他永远也不会离弃我们。
Believe that truth and it will transform your life.
当你相信这个真实的时候，他会改变你的生命。
So we're going to take the next step in our journey.
所以在我们的旅途中，我们要采取下一步。
That's step six, and step seven is we are going to envision God's presence by our side.
那么第七个规则就是一定要想象具象化神和我们全方位的同在。
I'd like to conclude today by telling you a story of this man.
那今天节目的时候呢，给大家讲一个故事，是关于这个年轻人的。
There are several books that I've read during my Christian experience that have had a tremendous impact on me, and this is one of them.
我读过很多基督教的书籍，对我的影响非常大。这本书就是其中之一。
It was a book called The Persecutor.
这本书叫做《指控者》。
And this young man is Sergei Kordakov.
这个年轻人叫谢尔盖·库达科夫。
He is a Russian young man.
他是个俄国人。
And he was He was outstanding in his abilities. He was very smart. He was very strong. He was a strong natural leader.
他是个非常有才华的人，而且非常的个性很坚定。他是一个领导者。
He graduated at the top of his class.
他是以优异的成绩在学校毕业的。
And the communists picked him out and gave him special training.
然后他那个苏联政府呢就选中了他，给他进行了特殊的训练。
And as he was in his late teens, he was put on a special police force of the secret police.
他在十几岁的时候就被秘密警察选中，成为了这个特警。
And he was the leader of a team, and they would go out to churches that were meeting in secret.
他当时所在的小组的任务呢，就是去各处去突袭那些在聚会中的基督徒。
And they would go into these secret meetings, and they would beat people up and kill people in those meetings.
他们会找到这些在私下聚会的基督徒，然后呢，迫害他们，甚至打他们，杀他们。
And he had participated in 150 raids on secret churches.
他个人就参与了150个像基督徒的这种突袭行动。
And when raid 151 happened, something significant happened in that raid.
但是当他在进行第151次行动的时候，有一件事情改变了他。
They came into this secret meeting with the Christians that were praying there.
那个这个地下的聚会正是一个祷告会。
And he came up and he was ready to hit an old lady with a nightstick.
他冲进去就想用一个棍子打在场的一个老年人。
Which probably would have killed her.
那如果他这一棍子下去，这个老太太可能就被打死了。
And as he had his hand back with his nightstick, the lady prayed for him.
但是他举起棍子的时候，这个老太太开始为他祷告。
She said, Father, forgive this man for what he's about to do.
他说，天父啊，请你原谅这个年轻人。
Open his eyes that he could see you.
打开他的眼睛，让他能看见你。
Which made Sergei even angrier.
那谢尔盖就更加生气了。
And as he was ready to pull his hand forward, all of a sudden someone grabbed his hand and held it back.
但是当他的棍子就要落下的时候，突然好像有人从后面抓住了他的手，把他的手拦住了。
And he looked back, and there was no one there.
他回头一看，一个人也没有啊。
And he realized what had happened.
所以他意识到发生了奇怪的事情。
That some angel had held his hand back.
有天使拉住了他的手。
He dropped his night baton and he ran out of that building.
所以他就扔下警棍，扭头跑出了那个房子。
And that began his search for God.
从此他就开始寻求神。
His search for God led him to be on a Navy ship somewhere off of the coast of Canada.
他寻求神，最后呢，他成功地爬上了一艘船，带领他到了加拿大。
And in the middle of night, he jumped off of that ship in cold water and swam to shore.
在夜里的时候，他冒着刺骨的寒，就是寒冷的冰水，从这个船上跳到水里面，游到了加拿大的海岸。
And the Canadians gave him political asylum in Canada.
当时加拿大就庇护了他。
And then he came to know Christ.
然后他就接受主了。
And started to share the gospel and his story of what happened to him in Russia.
然后就开始向人们传讲福音，并且向人们见证他在俄国发生的事情。
And the KGB kept sending him messages, you better not be talking about what happened.
克格勃不断地向他威胁他，让他闭嘴。
But the fire of the gospel burned so deeply in him, he said he could not stop talking about it.
但是他心里面圣灵的就是感动非常的强烈，他说他无法停止来做见证。
And he was skiing on his 22nd birthday in British Columbia.
他22岁到这个滑雪圣地去滑雪。
And the KGB killed him.
那克格勃就把他暗杀了。
I tell you that story Because you might say, oh, well, that wasn't God's protection.
我跟你讲这故事的时候，你也许会想，哎呀，神怎么没有保护他呢？
But we don't know the greater plan of God.
但是我们不知道神的更大的计划。
All we know is that there was a man whose life was radically changed because of the prayer of an elderly woman.
但是我们能看到一个人他的生命被彻底的翻转，就是因为一个老太太的祷告。
And the interaction of an angel holding his hand back.
有天使出来拉住了他的手。
And the gospel changing his heart.
福音改变了他的心。
Whatever your Red Sea situation is,
无论你的红海困境是什么，
trust in the living God.
信靠独一的、又真又活的真神。
Do not lose heart.
不要灰心丧胆，
Don't quit.
不要放弃，
Take a step forward.
采取下一步行动。
And realize that as you step forward, Jesus is by your side.
当你走出下一步的时候，你要知道主耶稣在你的身边。
Lord, I pray for these folks.
主啊，我为在座的众人祷告。
I pray that today would be a day that they would find their hope in you.
主啊，求你让今天成为他们在你里面找到盼望的那一天。
For those that are discouraged, for those that want to quit, I pray that you would give them strength for another step forward.
被那些失望消沉的人，求你给他们勇气，让他们能够迈出下一步。
I pray that in all of our Red Sea situations, we would seek to bring honor and glory to your name.
求你在我们人生中所有的红海困境中，让我们能够去给你做见证，能够荣耀你的名。
Lord, you are a great and awesome God.
主啊，你是又大又好的神。
It is our joy to serve you.
我们能够服侍你是多么的喜乐，
It is our joy to trust in you.
能够信靠你是多么的喜乐。
Strengthen our faith this week.
求你坚固我们的信心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.